This podcast is presented by Colliers International and details the industrial sector of the greater Reno commercial real estate market for the third quarter of 2006. This report is also available in PDF format and can be downloaded from our website at www.colliersreno.com. The industrial vacancy rate this quarter increased 0.7% to 5.4%. The direct vacancy rate is 4.5%, and the sublease vacancy rate is 0.9%. The sublease vacancy rate remained unchanged since last quarter, and the overall increase was in direct vacancy. 662,367 square feet of new product was added to our market this quarter, and 518,625 square feet of product was absorbed from the market. The total industrial inventory in the Reno Sparks market is 61,490,967 square feet. Overall, industrial demand remains strong and the market inventory for available space is low. Industrial spaces that are priced right are moving quickly. Todd McKenzie of McKenzie Properties commented that demand this quarter was strong as he leased 24,018 square feet across four units in his new Flex complex at 280 and 320 South Rock Boulevard. He added, quote, "Activity has definitely picked up this quarter, and I think the market has caught up to us. There are a few more deals on the line now, so we just keep plugging away," unquote. As noted moments ago, 662,367 square feet of new industrial space officially completed construction this past quarter. This was comprised of 117,877 square feet at Volt Development Company's Vista Business Park in Sparks, 9,890 square feet at 1855 Peckham Lane near the airport, 334,500 square feet at the Trammell Crow Company's Stead Distribution Center at 14525 Industry Circle, and finally, 200,100 square feet at 6645 Echo Court, Building Number 2. In addition, there is currently 1,736,092 square feet of new product under construction in the Reno Sparks market. Instead, buildings 3 and 4 of the Lear Industrial Center are being constructed by Panattoni. Building 3 is 390,000 square feet, and Building 4 is 429,000 square feet. Both are big box distribution buildings divisible to approximately 50,000 square feet and 60,000 square feet, respectively. DP Partners 255,000 square feet will be complete in November, and they are under construction with a 231,000 square foot distribution building at 10855 Lear Boulevard in the Sage Point Business Center. Additionally, there is 268,550 square feet of light industrial space under construction, including 12,008 square feet at 860 Maestro and 256,534 square feet at the Trammell Crow Company's Brookside Corporate Center on Rock Boulevard. Building A in this complex is 43,625 square feet and is expected to be completed this quarter. Buildings B and C will follow. In Spanish Springs, the 418,000 square foot Parts Unlimited Distribution Center is also under construction at this time. In addition to the construction mentioned previously, there is also a tremendous amount of dirt work happening to our east. In the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Prologis has begun grading their site in anticipation of their 611,000 square foot distribution center at Prologis Park. The Trammell Crow Company is also busy grading their site for USA Parkway Distribution Center, where they will be building 550,000 square feet for Building A of this new complex. At the Logista Center at East Reno, DP Partners is also busy grading five sites and will commence construction of 300,000 square feet. We continue to see strong demand for small to medium-sized companies here in Reno and Sparks that are ready to expand. Typically, these companies are surprised at how difficult it is to find viable options in our tight market. This is especially true when a company's requirement includes yard space. We have also seen an increase in the number of companies from outside our market who require rail-served industrial land. While most of the land instead is gone, their options are typically the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center and the Fernley Industrial Park. Stan Thomas of Wade Development has commented that they are currently exploring options to add more rail to their park, which will increase the amount of rail-served parcels that they can offer. In addition to these trends, we are constantly on the lookout for properties that can be repositioned in our market. Along with many of our local developers, there are many development companies outside of this area who have an interest in acquiring vintage properties that can be repositioned and put back on the market. 245 Coney Island is a great example of this in Sparks. This property was purchased by Northwood Properties, and they are in the process of demising the building into 3 units to be sold as condos. We'll close out this look at the third quarter by looking ahead. We expect our industrial market to remain strong for the next quarter, and we expect the vacancy rate to slowly increase into the 6% range, with a significant amount of new construction being completed this quarter. Listening to a Colliers International Market Report podcast. For additional information about the Greater Reno commercial real estate market, please download the full report at www.colliersreno.com. Remember, Colliers International is the right place to find your commercial real estate solution.